The question is, how can someone expose and rebuke error in a meek way, in a gentle way, while at the same time bearing with evil? It's a trick. I'm going to show you how to do it this morning, because it's important to know, because each of us bear witness to the truth, and those who are teachers or those who would be teachers must bear with evil at the same time exposing it and contradicting it. This is what Paul says in 2 Timothy 2:24. Now, I bring this up in light of last week's videos, that we are in this to win. We are in this to take down the enemies of truth, those who would set themselves up against God and against His truth. Of course, we know that the Christian religion does this as an occupation. And I told you last week that those of us in the faith, we're all subject to error. None of us are above making mistakes. We must all check on each other and love one another enough to be able to correct one another. This is important. It's important that no one be above the law, as it were. I use the law here, not in the literal sense, but I speak of the law of the truth. God's word is the final arbiter in all these important discussions, and we should not be discussing things of no consequence. I will only come out against a teaching if it's consequential error. One has to pick one's battles. Now, here's Paul in 2 Timothy 2:24. Now, a slave of the Lord must not be fighting. Isn't that interesting? Because at the same time, Paul tells Timothy to be warring according to the rules. One who is in a war is not concerned about his livelihood, but he pleases one who enlists him. All these war analogies. And yet, how is it here that Paul says a slave of the Lord must not be fighting? It's this way. Within the war, you can peacefully conduct an exposure. Within the greater fight, you're not fighting. The fight is truth against error. The fight is not bringing out an antagonistic spirit within you that would belittle or besmirch someone's character. It's all in the interest of correction, of exposure and rebuke. And this can be done without it becoming a fighting spirit. We fight, but without a fighting spirit. Now, a slave of the Lord must not be fighting, but be gentle toward all, apt to teach, bearing with evil, with meekness training. Wait till I show you what training means in the Greek. With meekness training those who are antagonizing, seeing whether God may be giving them repentance to come into a realization of the truth, and they will be sobering up out of the trap of the adversary, having been caught alive by him for that one's will, for the adversary's will. Caught in the snare of the adversary. I'm of the disposition that when the resurrection occurs and the truth is known and there are people at the great white throne, or let's just say this, people at the dais of Christ, believers, they will thank those of us who corrected them, who brought them into the truth, who delivered them from the snare of the adversary. They will say to me or to you, thank you for being so hard on me. Thank you for taking me by the shirt collar and adjusting me, making it clear to me. It seems like we have our, you know, foot on some people's throats. Like, get it right, get it right. Well, I would not promote a literal foot on a literal throat or a literal grabbing of the shirt collar, but I do promote taking someone aside as Priscilla and Aquila did with Apollos, and saying, hey, look, you're acquainted only with the baptism of John. That's what Priscilla and Aquila said to that great teacher, Apollos. But there's another baptism you're not aware of. And Apollos, being of a teachable spirit, listened to them. He said, yeah, maybe I'm not right about everything. That's right. Nobody's right about everything. All right, the Greek word translated training here, with meekness training, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to, with meekness, train those who are antagonizing. The Greek word is paiduo, and the literal element is to hit. That's what this word means, to hit, to strike. So get this, we are to meekly hit those who are antagonizing. How do you meekly hit someone? Those terms seem contradictory. But alas, they are not. Here's how you do it. I suggested it last week with Jesus Christ. His approach to Pilate, his words in front of Pilate. He meekly told Pilate that he would have no power unless it were given to him from above. You can meekly tell someone that they're completely wrong. Watch, I'll do it now. Excuse me, sir, madam, you're completely wrong. Your theology is in a fatal state of contradiction. And if you don't change your beliefs now, you will suffer the Aeonian extermination of the Lord. I just did it. I was calmly hitting them. I was meekly hitting them. Here's the opposite. Here's the opposite. Here's how you don't do it. This is called aggressively and cruelly hitting someone. Listen here, you stupid son of a bitch. Your theology sucks, and you suck. And you are one of the stupidest people I've ever met. And you've got to change your ways. Look, I can't even explain your brand of stupidity. Your crap is driving me crazy. You see the arm gestures? You see the arm gestures? You see the facial expression? Watch. Your theology is totally wrong. Watch the facial expression. And I'm comparing it to this. Your theology is completely wrong. Ah, notice the difference between your stupid theology. Note the difference between that and your stupid theology. You can use the word stupid. It's a sound word. Paul uses it in Romans chapter 1. It's a word that was refined 7 times by God and passed the test. God said, stupid, you know, stupid. Yeah, I'll pass it through 7 times. Yeah, filter it. Yeah, we're going to use it, stupid. It's a sound word. Many people are stupid. And you tell them that meekly. In the meantime, you bear with evil. Here's how you bear with evil. That's it. I just did it. You take a deep breath. You don't freak out over evil. You bear with evil. How can you meekly hit someone if you're not bearing with them? To not bear with evil is to run away. It's like, there's evil. Oh my God. And you run. Oh, I can't come in contact with evil at all. I can't come in contact with it. These are what you call your snowflakes. The people who cannot even entertain a contradiction. Cannot even sit in the same room with an opposer. They're not bearing with evil. So the very fact that you're meekly hitting someone is self-evident that you're bearing with the evil. But bearing with evil does not mean agreeing with evil. Bearing with evil does not mean a refusal to correct evil. Man, this makes sense. Ah, I love it when I make sense like this. So we're to meekly train, bear with evil, apt to teach. You see, apt to teach. And like, yeah, I got it in my mind to teach. Like, I know I'm going to be considered a pain in the ass by some people, but I just have it in my mind to teach. I'm apt. I just like waiting for a teaching opportunity so I can correct people. Well, who do you think you are that you are set up to correct people? Well, if I have the truth and they don't have the truth, then naturally I'm set up to correct people. I'm doing them a favor. Don't you see that? Love must be tough. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. And when these people are standing at the dais of Christ, having been granted Aeonian life, they will look back realizing that Martin Zender, he's the one who gave me the truth. He's the one who corrected my errors. And relatively speaking, he's the reason I'm standing here at the dais instead of standing at the Great White Throne 1,000 years hence. Ho ho. Yes, I will be thanked by many people in that day for being a tough guy. A tough guy in the truth. But a guy who was gentle in person. You know, Paul said that he was harsh in letter, but meek in person. And of course, when you write something, or I'm speaking on this video, I'm not with you face to face. And so I can be tough, but I like to think that I'm consistent, that I'm also tough in person. But people are surprised when they meet me in person because they have this preformed idea about me, this prefabricated opinion that I'm just this radical lunatic exposer and rebuker. And I come in and I'm very nice. I shake everybody's hand. This guy's kind of nice. He's not mean. No, I'm not mean, because I meekly hit people. You see, I'm very meek. Now, the idea is seeing that God, whether God may be giving them repentance to come into a realization of the truth. That's the whole idea. I'm not going against popular Christian theology in order to condemn people. I'm doing it so that they will come into a realization of the truth. Why would I want someone to stay in the trap of the adversary? And what's wrong with saying to someone, you're in the trap of the adversary right now? That's loving them. They need to know. But some people are so afraid to let them know that. Oh, I don't want to tell them they're in the trap of the adversary. They're believing lies. Their belief system proves that they're not true believers. And here these people are eventually standing at the Great White Throne. They look over and they say, you. And they go, why didn't you tell me I was in a trap of the adversary? I don't think you will want to say at that time, I just didn't want to hurt your feelings. I didn't want to ruin your day. And they'll say, thanks. You didn't ruin my day, but you ruined my frickin' eon. I would rather you ruin my day than ruin my eon. You ruined my eon. I could have had an eon conscious with God during the time of the 1,000 years, flying high with spiritual knowledge and information and glory. But because you were afraid of ruining my day, you frickin' ruined my eon. Do you want to be accused of that? But that somebody could rightly say that of you if, being apt to teach, you don't do it because of political correctness, because you don't want to hurt feelings. And that's not love. That's not love at all. That's a kind of Hallmark variety of love. With hearts and flowers, I didn't want to upset you, and so I tried to appease you. Have a good day, smiley face. That's all BS. I never send a smiley face, ever. I hate smiley faces. Just waters everything down. Say what you mean what you say. Forget the smiley face. These people are trapped in the adversary's trap. They need sobered up, out of it. Good Lord. Now, the same guy here who says meekly hit, same guy, the Apostle Paul, let's listen to him in the book of Titus. This is good. Paul says in chapter 1, verse 10 of Titus, for many are insubordinate, vain praters. A prater is an empty talker. People who talk empty, who parrot the teachings of human beings without embracing the truth of God. Jesus Christ said there were people like that. The Pharisees were people like that. They taught for truth the traditions of humans. And by doing that, they invalidated the truth of God. Bad form. Pharisees, bad form. Paul tells us many people are doing this today. Empty talkers and imposters. Oh yeah, many people are posing as believers, and they themselves may think they're believers, but they're not believers. All you have to do is poke their theology. Poke it a little bit. See what they really believe. Ooh. They believe terrible things. They believe in eternal torment. They believe in free will. They're seeking to establish their own righteousness, Romans chapter 10, and by that they are ignorant of the righteousness of God. I'll bet Martin, the only ignorant, give him a break. Sorry, ignorance is deadly. Ignorance is Satan's number one tool. This is what Paul means when he says people are trapped in the trap of the adversary. Satan blinds the apprehensions of the unbelieving so that the illumination of the glory of God does not irradiate them. Listen carefully. Blinds the apprehensions of the unbelieving. They're just not apprehending. Yeah, they're not apprehending, therefore they're unbelievers. Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones had it right in their song, Sympathy for the Devil, with the lyric, confusing you is the nature of my game. Yeah, confusing you. That's the nature of Satan's game. Confusion is deadly. We want to bring people out of confusion. In order to do that, we have to, figuratively speaking, grasp them by the shirt collars. Paul's not done here. Especially those of the circumcision. They're especially empty talkers and imposters, because they're subverting whole households, teaching what they must not on behalf of sordid gain. Sordid gain. They just want to gain followers. They want to gain reputation. They want people to think that they're smart, that they're better than Paul. Paul says, one of them, their own prophets, said, Cretans are ever liars, evil wild beasts, idle bellies. Idle bellies. Love that. This testimony is true. So Paul is inferring by this quote from one of their poets, is that the circumcision are evil, or ever liars, evil wild beasts, and he says this very calmly, they're evil wild beasts. And he's bearing with evil because he's taking the time to say this to evil people, and in the company of, not to evil people, to Titus, but in the company of evil people. Idle bellies. That's a good one. Idle bellies. I don't call enough people idle bellies. I really need to take this up. Idle bellies. Yeah. You know what? You're such an idle belly and an evil wild beast, and I'm here to help you. Mm-hmm. Perfectly legit. You're doing it meekly. You're doing it gently. And you're meekly hitting them. You got to do it if you're a teacher or if you're apt to teach, as Paul says. Now, this testimony is true, verse 13, Titus 1, for which cause be exposing them severely. This Paul recommends this, to expose the circumcisionists, and we have our own brand of circumcisionists today. We call them Christians, those who promote works as opposed to grace, those who would mix law and grace. We're to expose them severely that they may be sound in the faith. See, there's an end game here. The purpose is for them to be sound in the faith. That's what we want. We don't want them to die for the eons. And they're going to thank us. Thank God you were tough on me. Why didn't you tell me? That's what they'll say. If we don't tell them. That they may be sound in the faith, not heeding Jewish myths. Well, we go from Jewish myths to Christian myths today. And the precepts of humans who are turning from the truth, goes back to what Jesus said, teaching for teaching the precepts of humans, opposing the truth and turning away people from the truth. So I got more to say. I guess I'll say it tomorrow. It is not contradictory to say words like these, to recommend the exposing, the severe exposing of those who are antagonizing. Call them idle bellies, evil wild beasts. And somebody who believes in eternal torment is an evil wild beast, because eternal torment is evil, comma, wild, comma, and bestial. Those who promote it then are, evil wild beasts. They don't wake up in the morning saying, I'm going to be an evil wild beast today. No, but they are nonetheless. They don't realize it. They need to be made aware of this. They may accept it. They may not. They may crucify you. That's probably generally what they'll try to do. But you will potentially be helping them. I hope this helps you. Be manly, Paul says. Even you women can be manly. Be strong. Don't apologize for what you believe. Love people by exposing their false beliefs, because in doing so, you will be freeing them, delivering them from the snare of Satan.